January 20th, 2017. It's about quarter after 7 in the morning. I just wanted to kind of pick up where my last recording left off. The battery died, and there was another concept that I wanted to cover. It was related to John Nash. I had spoke briefly about pattern recognition, and I actually, somewhere in my other notes, I refer to the awakening moment when he was, him and his friends were at, I believe in the movie, it depicted it as a local bar, and there was the sexy blonde and her friends. They come in, and the companions that he was with, maybe two or three other young men, they wanted female companionship for that evening. So anyway, that was sort of the birth of some of the concepts that he later it became part of game theory. And so I started out the other recording talking about it's not that I know more than others, it's that I ignore less. And I referred to the pattern recognition. But I believe in the presentation stand and point, I'm going to want to go on to introduce a second parallel between my approach to sharing what I've become aware with others and the concepts that were shared in the movie A Beautiful Mind. Well, I think it was actually a book first. And that was the theory, game theory, that was modeling as a game. And I don't want to get into the academics of game theory. That's not my purpose. But just to show that not only was there a similarity in the awakening awareness in the form of pattern recognition, that was a similarity between John Nash and myself, but also a similarity in that in the end it ended up becoming part of an awareness that that could be modeled or structured as game theory. And of course, in my case, I introduced my worldwide reality game. It's an immense production. And this is where I had recently been working on the whole concept of sports metaphor, meaning, it's two teams, different approaches. That's different, perhaps different vision and different values. So that makes that part of their team's tribal. And then, I have the loose association, close connection. So I'm going to be bringing out, and I don't know if I'll do that in the initial presentation. I think there's going to be a lot of, I'm going to introduce this here, but we'll revisit it later for further detail. I'll fill in, I'll provide further information about how it connects. And see, that's another thing. And this to stand in point, the standard of measure, I believe, because that's really the crust, the core, what I've come to view as the choice of first magnitude. Our standard of measure, and I think that's one of the primary components or elements that evolves during conversion. So I think it's only appropriate that that is introduced in the first presentation, stand and point. And let's see, there's something else. So it's not just vision and values and the standards, you know, the standard of measure. It's also what's to be gained and what's to be lost. Playground for the children. So unclaimed inheritance and lost treasure. Lost treasures, I should say. So unclaimed inheritance is singular and lost treasures is plural. So these are some of the basics, under the stand and point introduction. These are kind of some of the basics that I wanted to make sure that I incorporate into that first presentation and set the stage, so to speak, for each of the following segments, each of the following presentations, not segments, but each of the following presentations. Well, I jumped into this even before my coffee. I'm not fully awake yet, just to make sure I captured a few of those points, because like I said, the battery died while I was recording and I lost that part of the notes. I was unable to record that part of the notes that I was trying to capture. So primarily it was transitioning from pattern recognition to how do you organize what you've recognized, what you've become aware of, and that was both for Nash and for myself, that took the form of game theory. And in my model, it's opposing visions and values. And I think that's what makes, that's what combines, that's the combination of we agree that makes for that tribal collective. And then based on that shared vision and values, whether they're closely associated or not, they display or they're through their daily routines, they're projecting recurring patterns, and because of their vision and shared values, these recurring patterns are of a similar nature, and that's comes down to the mass action equals mass effect, meaning because they're guided in their actions by the same vision and or similar vision and values, that creates or renders a mass action and then therefore a mass effect. So these teams don't have to be closely structured and organized. It's through their mass action is where there's mass effect. You change the course of thought, you change the course of events. Their mass action and mass effect has a direct impact on the course of events. So I think that's pretty much all I wanted to grab for now. Like I said, I'm doing a lot of refinement now before I lay down this first presentation and get it produced and then go through post-production and set it up live on the website. So signing off for now.